our state representative, David Bly.
Good morning.
David, how are you doing today?
All right.
Good. Heading into the home stretch.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks left?
Yeah, about 2 weeks. Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
And things have, after, you know, there for a while, everybody was just kind of working on things behind the scenes, and now a lot of that's coming through and has to come through because there's not that much time left. Let's talk about some of the bills that you've seen come through, some of that you feel are important.
Yeah, well, of course, we've got the omnibus bills that came through, the kind of forced together education and health and human services, transportation, and others. Where there's talk about this transportation constitutional amendment to take money in part from a sales tax and then part from the general fund, which has got some other folks who are funded by the general fund worried, like education and health and human services. So there's talk about that. The governor also is sending out letters telling us that he's concerned that we're not, you know, following through on some of the things that he thinks are important, his Minnesota Care buy-in. And you heard earlier the education emergency fund that he'd like to see. He recognizes there are a number of schools that are going to have to go into cutbacks. I think I heard one legislator mention that this is the first education's kind of finance bill that doesn't increase the payment to the schools or the funding for the schools, and so we're concerned about that. It still remains to be seen what will happen. We did have the first release of the listing of projects in the bonding bill that Representative Erdahl is working on, and it is. A first draft, and we'll see if there are other drafts that come before. It's about $800 million or so.
What was the governor targeting?
I think it was over a billion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they in any way the same? I mean,
well,
there are some overlap in there?
I think there's some overlap.
Okay.
I haven't looked at the comparison sheet yet to find out. The Senate is kind of holding theirs back. No one really knows what is in the Senate bonding bill. So we'll kind of have to see what happens from those things. But looking forward to working that out. As we get closer, and a number of the bills that we have passed on, the governor has said in their current form he can't sign them. You know, he'll have to veto them, which means that we're headed for another kind of last-minute hustle to get things done. The governor has made the statement, you know, whether he'll stick to it or not remains to be seen, but he said he's not going to call a special session. So we've got to hurry up and get things done. The constitutional amendment, the transportation constitutional amendment, does not need a governor's signature. In fact, that's a way they can do what they want to do without including the governor, which is why I think they've proposed it. It's pretty similar to the transportation offering that the House had last go around, which didn't go
anywhere.
This
would be the sales tax?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What have, you know, a number of years ago, 10 years ago, we had a bridge collapse, obviously, and the infrastructure was in the limelight for quite a while and lack of spending on that. Where are we at now? Is it caught up? Do we still?
No, we're way behind.
Okay.
Actually. And, part of it is because even though we were able to override the Governor Pawlenty's veto of the transportation bill, the increase in the gas tax, even people who were supporting it said this isn't enough. It's not going to get us to where we need to be. The governor's proposal has been another increase on the gas tax and that we need to find a consistent way of funding the transportation increase. Unfortunately, when the Democrats did have control of the legislature and the governor's office, they didn't push transportation forward. Had they done that, perhaps we wouldn't be in the situation we're in now, but here we are. Talking about transportation also reminds me that I wanted to let you know that there was an update on the Real ID issue. You had asked whether or not we were going to be ready in October 2018. The federal government has given us a further extension to October 2020. I have been assured by the head of the the folks that are overseeing the development of this Real ID license, that they will go ahead and begin issuing those in October 2018 to try to get ahead of the rush, which does make a lot of sense. I mean, I think we've seen enough that where we wait until the last minute and then, you know, we're in panic mode.
I'm laughing because my birthday is September 9th and I have to get it renewed this year.
So well, you might still be, I don't know, check into it.
Yeah, maybe. If I put it off a month. There's a grace period in there. I'll work on that.
But anyway,
so they do plan on implementing. I mean, it will be possible. Right now, it looks like it may be possible by this fall actually getting the Real ID.
I think the concern is, had we maintained that deadline of October 2018, getting everybody in line, you know, to have changed their license would have been a real challenge. So to have the extension means that you have more time actually to bring people in and accommodate the needs. So hopefully that's how it will go.
All right. Once again, we are talking with David Bly, our state representative for District 20B. Let's talk about the governor and we talked about the surplus in the past, and it's $150-200 million. Something along that line, or at least that's what the governor wants to talk about, that education emergency funding. It doesn't seem to be gaining steam with the other party.
No, it doesn't.
Is there any movement on that? Is there any willingness to compromise either by either side?
Well, you know, the governor's one talking about it, so... he needs another partner in the negotiations to be able to negotiate or talk about it. They're just pretty much ignoring it. And, you know, if I'm beginning to get emails from constituents and people who are concerned who would like to see this happen because there are concerns about what might happen to the schools and cuts. And, you know, under Governor Dayton's leadership, we've come out of kind of the school problems we've had in the past, and to kind of fall back into that is worrisome. So this pattern of, you know, continually cutting back on education. Many folks say that education is what will help our economy in the future, and it's really the most important investment we can make. So to step away from it is worrying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. The regular funding for education, that's going to be discussed. That'll be next year. Is that correct?
Well, usually
when you have a budget.
Correct. Usually a budget year.
Okay.
But because of the surplus, there was a revisiting of all of the budget categories. So that's what, in a sense, why the bills are coming through to do this, to look at funding again. And because, you know, I guess the governor would argue that the last bills we passed have been inadequate, and really, at least this is what he's hearing from superintendents across the state.
Mm-hmm. Once again, David Bly is our representative and our guest today. Let's talk about what the week looks like for David Bly. What do you got going on this week?
Well, I just mentioned that just the other day I did introduce a resolution recognizing the 100 years of WCAL. Of course, it's no longer functioning as a radio station. It was bought out by Minnesota Public Radio in 2004. But it actually had its first broadcast in 1918 in November after the Navy released the wireless communications to the public so that they could start doing that. And some students and a professor at St. Olaf started broadcasting, and they had got their license, I think, in 1920 or something like that, and began to broadcast on a regular basis in 21 or 22. So, and it was the first in the nation listener-funded radio station. So it kind of rubs me the wrong way when I hear NPR celebrating their 50th anniversary when here in Northfield we had 100 years.
Yeah. You know, so. And it's a fascinating story. Jeff Sauvay, the archivist at St. Olaf, is a wonderful person to tell that story because he's so knowledgeable it. But folks, a lot of people don't realize or understand that Northfield and in Rice County in general have a very deep root in radio.
Yeah,
really,
right,
one of the pioneers, and hearing stories of sailors in the Philippines hearing that broadcast from St. Olaf, halfway around the world, just fascinating.
Yeah,
it was a little more rudimentary than it is now.
Yeah, it's and the fact that it was really students and professors. It shows the interest that St. Olaf has in getting students to be active in service and also innovation, which is exciting to think about.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So the other thing, of course, last week we had our Water Action Day, and the Cannon River Watershed folks came up and talked to me about their concerns about water in the region, and so we had a good exchange there. We're also, I don't know if it's just May or this time of year, but we're announcing that different weeks as celebration. For last week was Small Business Week, and you're a small business, you know what it's like to and giving you a little bit of credit for contributing to the economy and all of that. So that was kind of fun to celebrate that. This week is National Appreciation for Teachers Week. So
all right.
We're kind of talking about education and teachers in just a few minutes ago. And then, of course, the month of May has been designated as Lyme Disease Awareness Month. So
Lyme disease is really a thing that's not going away.
No, it's not.
It can have such huge impact.
Yeah, in fact, one of our members in the House, Sheldon Johnson, who represents a part of St. Paul, is out of the service because of Lyme disease. He has really been hit hard by it and hasn't been attending for a few weeks now. So it's very troubling.
Yeah. All right. Representative Bly, we are out of time, but thank you so much for coming in today.
You bet.
We appreciate it.
So I always enjoy it.
We'll talk to you. We got another week or two left of the session, so we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, right.
All right. State Representative David Bly from District 20B.